Welcome to Central Life Church. We hope you enjoyed today's message. For further information, go to our website at www.centrallife.com.au. Email us at contactus@centrallife.com.au.
I've got to get warmed up, do some stretches. Okay, Lord, Father, we pray for this morning, Lord. Father, we pray that you would move through the message, Lord, and Father, that you'd speak to each one of us and that we'd all take home something good today, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Okay, so today I want to talk about the importance of looking after our minds, all right? You know, our minds are important, right? You know, it's something that we really have to take care of, we really have to look after. And sometimes I think we underestimate just how important that is to do that. You know, I want to start by asking this question. I want to ask, do you think more negative thoughts than positive thoughts in a day? Do you often find yourself saying, I can't, using, I can't do it, I can't do it. Or I hate this, I hate that, coming out, you know, Do you have a bad self-image? How do you see yourself? Because often the things you put into your mind can affect the way that you see yourself, right? And the truth is that sometimes it's really nice to go down in it. It's good to, you know, you enjoy it. You want to just go down in it. When you shut the door and you want to feel sorry for yourself, and you want to hang in that place, you know what I mean? But I don't think, sometimes we don't realise, but that can actually have a really bad effect on us. And see, what can happen is that we actually set our minds to think in a certain way. It's like we program our minds. And so if you think more negatives than positives in a day, if you're thinking too many negatives, then your mind will naturally go to a negative. It'll naturally fall to a negative place. And so at night when you go to bed and you stop thinking about everything, you'll go to a negative. Or when you're sitting down to have a rest, finally to watch TV, your mind will naturally go to a negative place. And you'll just think about your problems the whole time. Right? Has anyone ever experienced that? You sit down, you're at a rest, and all you can do is think about your problems in life. And so in the same way, we need to put healthy food into our bodies to keep healthy. It's important that we put healthy thoughts into our minds. And so we all have negative thoughts, but when we allow ourselves to dwell in that negative place, right, we actually set a net for ourselves. We work against ourselves. We give ourselves problems. So today I basically want to speak about the destructive potential of negative thinking, okay, and our role in making our lives easier for ourselves. You know, today the term mindfulness, we hear mindfulness, it's seen as an independent spiritual sort of practice, isn't it? You know, a whole industries are built on positive thinking, and sporting teams hire motivational speakers to come in and speak to the team. Because they know the importance of that. If you can have positive thoughts in your mind when you go out to play a sport or in your business, you can achieve your best. Because your negative thoughts hold you back. They stop you from reaching that potential. Okay? And, you know, it's not rocket science. The way we think can have a massive effect on the way we behave. Okay? But what often happens is that, see, the thing is that positive thinking is a godly principle. It belongs to God. It started off as a godly thing. But what can happen is the world can take a godly principle, and they can turn it into something else. They can add to it, and they can make it a whole different thing altogether. And then as a result, we as the church, we can look at it and look at what it's become. And we discard the whole thing. Okay, we discard it all. If you look up on the internet, you'll see that the church actually has adopted, certain, not every church, I mean, obviously the church is a big thing, different aspects of the church, but they've discarded positive thinking in a lot of ways because of what positive thinking has become. But you see, the essence, the reality of just thinking positive and getting positive thoughts in your mind belongs to God. It's always been a godly principle. It's something we need as Christians. We have to have it. We have to use it. And so we don't want to unbalance it. You know, it's not, we don't want to become the church of positive thinking because that's silly. We don't want to become the church of anything, one thing in particular. But just like everything else in our quiver, like every other arrow in our quiver, whether it be hope, faith, peace, whatever it is, we need to also have positive thinking in there, okay? We need to realize its importance in our life. So in Proverbs 23:7, King Solomon just made a simple observation, right? Now, I'm going to read this out of the NIV version because I think it uses a more natural way of putting it. So if you want to read, to go to Proverbs 23:7 quickly. So it says in the NIV, "Do not eat the food of a begrudging host. Do not crave his delicacies, for he is the kind of person who is always thinking about the cost. Eat and drink, he says to you, but in his heart he is not with you." And I like it. I like the way it puts it because it's a simple observation. It's something we see in our lives all the time. It's like the used car salesman. You go and you see him and he's trying to sell you a car and you just know that he's not really interested in what's best for you. He just wants the money. And he's using all the special words and putting it all in a special way. And that's just the simple observation that Solomon made in here, in this piece of scripture. But it says so much. There's so much more in that. And firstly, it separates the person within from the person without. Okay, so I'm happy on the outside, but inside I'm really up to something else. Okay, now the person that we're interested in is the person on the inside. That's what really matters. Even if on the outside there's all other stuff going on, what is important is the person on the inside. Okay, and secondly, the verse makes an interesting connection between the heart and the mind. It says that he is always thinking about the cost, right? So he's thinking about the cost, yet in his heart he is not with you. So it's more commonly translated as a man thinks in his heart, therefore he is. And so interesting how the word of God, sometimes you've got to pick up the little words in so many different scriptures because they say so much. But that is so powerful there. As a man thinks in his heart, not in his head. As a person thinks in their head is different to how a person thinks in their heart. Okay, so just because we have bad thoughts doesn't make us a bad person. All types, I mean, we lost our innocence. We've all lost our innocence. As we get older, we learn things about the world. We see things. Okay, none of us are innocent. And so all sorts of thoughts are going to flood through your mind. You're going to think things that are just out there, right? Because you've seen it. You've lived it. You've hung around people that talk about it. But it doesn't make you a bad person. You don't need to try and pull those thoughts out of your head. Your mind is just a computer. You need to understand that your mind's a computer. It'll see all the options. It will see all the possibilities. It'll do that. Accept it. You can't fight it. You can't cut the way your mind works, okay? But it's when you accept those thoughts, when you accept them, then they move from your head into your, down here, into your heart, okay? And if those thoughts get into your heart, they take root, and then they can affect you. Then they can really do damage. And that's why we've got to not accept those thoughts. that are in our head. They go through there, yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, I thought that crazy thing, but I'm not going to accept it. And so, like an example would be, you know, you really want to look up something on your phone. You've got your phone. You can look up anything on these things. You've got a computer in your pocket. And you really want to look up something which is wrong because that's how you're feeling at the time. You know, you really want to. And, you know, all you got to do is just type it in and look it up. Look up that stuff. But you think, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. And that's a victory. That's a victory. You thought it. That doesn't make you a bad person that you thought it. The fact is you didn't do it. You didn't let that get into your heart. Okay? You might have a bad thought about somebody. Somebody's offended you, or you're just sitting down all of a sudden. You think about somebody and you sort of, something bites and you want to take offense to that person. That, you know, and but you think it through. And you think, no, I'm going to give that person the benefit of the doubt. I'm not going to accept that into my heart. I'm not going to accept that offense against that person. And so you sort it out, and that's a victory. It's not a bad thing that it came into your head. It will come into your head. Your mind is a computer. It will think every possibility. Okay? You know, sometimes we don't naturally think the way we should. You know, something really bad happens, and you should be thinking compassion. You should be just, that's the way we should think. You should be really caring for this person. Yet all you think is just crazy stuff. Like, damn them, stuff these, you know, whatever it might be. Horrible stuff. And yet you sit down, you sort it out, and you come to the right, you come to compassion. That's a victory. That's a win. You've done it. See, God gave us the ability to walk in truth, to walk in the right way. Okay? Your mind will look at everything, but in God we have the ability to overcome. We have the ability to sort that stuff out and to walk correctly. Okay? And that's so often what the grace of God does. It gives us that ability. Without God, we wouldn't have that ability, and we'd be led by those things that come into our mind. We'd just accept them and we'd just let them into our hearts, and they would cause us grief. But in God, we have that ability to not allow that to happen. We can siphon that. And we can walk in victory in that. So thoughts in your head are different to thoughts in your heart. Thoughts in your head are nothing until you let them come into your heart. Then they're a problem, okay? So in the same way that uncorrected sinful thoughts can corrupt us, so can negative, self-destructive thoughts. So in the same way that sinful thoughts, thoughts about, you know, sexual thoughts or hateful thoughts, whatever thoughts, they can get into our hearts and corrupt us. In that same way, negative thoughts, negativity can go from our minds and into our hearts and take root into our hearts. And so it's just there. It's there. It's in us. And see, negativity, it'll hinder your faith. It'll stop you from being able to believe in God's word. It's because you're standing on something, you're believing, but every time you stop, take your foot off that pedal, you go back to negativity. You go back to a negative place. And then you've got to press in again and get forward, and then you just keep going backwards and forwards. And eventually you just hang more in that negative place. So like with Moses, okay, if we can turn to Exodus 4, verse 10. Now, God wanted Moses to do a job, right? He had a job for him to do. Now, if God has a job for you to do, well, you can do it because he gave it to you to do it. That's it. If he gives you something to do, he's not going to give you something to do that you can't do. And he said to Moses, he said, basically he wanted Moses to go and talk to Pharaoh. And Moses said to the Lord, "Pardon your servant, Lord. I have never been eloquent. I've never been able to speak very well. Neither in the past, since you have spoken to your servant. I'm slow of speech and tongue." The Lord said to him, "Who gave human beings their mouths?" So in other words, he's saying, but hang on, I'm God. I told you to do this, so just have faith in me and you'll be able to do it. Who makes them deaf or mute? Who gives them sight or makes them blind? Is it not I, said the Lord? Now go and I will help you speak and I will teach you what to say. But even then Moses said, pardon your servant. Please send somebody else. And then the Lord's anger burned. Okay. So basically, because Moses had been in the desert for a long time and he'd gone through hard times in his life, he'd lost a lot of himself. He'd been brought down low, been brought to a low place, which can be good in a lot of ways. But he had developed a negative mindset. Okay, and so when God said to believe, he wasn't able to believe because of his negativity. And so, church, in the same way, positive thinking supports faith. If you believe in God for something, if you believe in God for a scripture,
you need to develop
a positive attitude. You need to be able to look after your mind and put positive thoughts into your mind, okay? To be able to stand on that scripture. And just on that also, it says God's anger burned towards him because of that. You know, so often I think, you know, we see God as this person that's going to be angry with us, that's going to shine down lightning upon us. I don't know about you, but anger has never really served me well. I can't really see many positives with anger at all. Okay, so this whole image, this religious image that God gets angry, you know, I really feel that what God does is he gets disappointed because he knows that he wants what's best for us. And when he sees us sin, when he sees us be negative about things in life, he knows that we're making things harder for ourselves. He knows that we're putting ourselves in a position where we're not going to succeed. He gets disappointed. And in that way, he was disappointed with Moses because Moses, due to his negative mindset, wasn't able to believe God. Agreement with God brings life and peace, right? So we need to take an active role in looking after our minds. We need to be more resilient to the things of the world. And we need to look after our heart. Be careful on what our heart receives, what it gets. Be the middle person between yourself and your heart, okay? It's almost, you know, you have to work for yourself. Don't work against yourself. Nobody can help you if you're working against yourself. Somebody tries to help you, it's never going to happen if you're working against yourself. But if you work for yourself, if you start helping yourself, then others can help you. Okay, you have to work for yourself. Even though it's easier, you want to know, I want to dwell in that place. I want to get down. I just want to dwell in that misery. It's just going to make it harder for you. You're just hurting yourself. You're just making life harder for yourself, okay? So number three, honest positivity. We want to be honest. You know, I remember my father used to say about my grandmother. My grandmother was a very positive person, apparently. My father used to say, man, she used to live in a dream world. She was like with the fairies, you know. But she was happy. I mean, that was good. But we don't want to lie to ourselves. We've got to be honest with ourselves. You know, it's like the old thing that people used to always say, that the church picks things up, and one of them was, when you're sick, don't say you're sick. Say that you tell yourself you're fine. Tell yourself you're healthy. And that's true, but the way it's perceived, it's hard for us to get when you try and tell somebody that, because hang on a sec, I feel sick. How can I say that I'm not sick, that I don't feel sick? I mean, this is silly. I'm lying to myself, okay? But see, positive thinking, we have to be honest. Honest with ourselves. So, okay, I feel sick. I feel down. I'm struggling with this thing in my life. But I'm going to make a decision to be positive about it. I'm going to make a decision to put positive thoughts into my head about it and to feel okay about it. You see, you get, and then all of a sudden it's real. It's real. You're not trying to force your brain into believing red's blue when you know it's not, which will work against you. Be honest with the way you're thinking. You know, if you keep telling yourself you don't like something, soon you'll hate it. If you keep telling yourself you hate your job and you don't want to go, soon it'll be unbearable and you won't be able to go. You won't be able to turn up. But if you're honest with yourself about it, if you say, I hate my job, but I'm going to have an honest, I'm going to be positive about it. I'm going to have a positive attitude towards going to work each day. You'll make it easier. And in my experience, when you work with God in things, what you do is God's pleased and he makes things better. God, when you are in an agreement with God, he will open things up. He'll open doorways. Agreement with God pleases God. And it's hard. You've got to continue to work at it. Continue to try and see the negatives will come and you can be positive for a day or two and all of a sudden the negatives will come back. And it's really hard, but you just got to keep on plugging away. Keep it positive. Keep it positive. If you have a scripture you're standing on, you can feel great and then the next day, all of a sudden, something comes into your mind, you lose that scripture and you're just smashed. And so you need to just keep it going. Keep on the positive. And after a while, you'll get better at it. It's like you train your mind. You train your mind to think in a positive way. You know, as we know, things can be seen in a positive light or can be seen, you know, negative. You can always see things in a positive way. If you look at the positive side, look at the positive side. And in this, so that doesn't mean that with others that we should say to others, you need to be positive and give people a hard time when they're feeling down. Okay, so listening to people is still another thing that we have to do. It's another equally weighted thing that we do as Christians. We listen to others. When somebody needs to speak, we need to listen to them. Let them vent that off their chest. Let them get it off. And be positive with them. Okay, we don't want to... See, the thing, if you go to around other Christians and you try and be positive to please others, you think, look at how much of a good Christian I am because I'm always positive. But then you go home and then in that quiet place, you're negative to yourself. Then you defeat the whole purpose of positive thinking. Positive thinking is effectful when you're at home on your own. That's when positive thinking is powerful. That's when it works, not when you're around others. And so, we need to remember that. We need to be positive in our own time, positive with ourselves. When the doors close, when you're on your own, that's where positive thinking takes root in your life. Okay, allow healthy thoughts to sink into your hearts. So like we said earlier, negative thoughts in your head become a problem when you allow them to take root in your heart. So therefore, healthy thoughts will only affect you if you get them down into your hearts. You've got to get healthy thoughts into your heart. So many times I've read the poster, if you believe in yourself, you can do it. Believe and you'll be able to do that. And it's like when you're trying to throw a basketball in a hoop. I stood there and I thought, right, I'm going to do this. I believe I can throw that into the hoop. And I've missed. And I've often thought exactly how that works. But But the thing is that, see, often the negative thoughts are deep down. They're entwined in our hearts. And yet the positive thoughts are just fluff on top. But we've got to get those positive thoughts deep into our lives and into our hearts. It takes time. We need to confess them. We need to speak them over ourselves. And, you know, there's so many good truths that we can put into our minds. There's so many good things that we can put in there. And sometimes it might even take half an hour. Say, half an hour every day, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to have a positive time. I'm just going to get positive thoughts into my head. I'm going to write positive things on a piece of paper. And I'm just going to read them out and get them into my life, get them into my mind, get them in. And that way, at the end of the day, I would have thought more positives than negatives. And you're on the way up. Now, I mean, that might sound to you like, oh, that's wrong to do that. But if they're truths, they're positive things, then there's no... What's the problem with that? Because negatively through your life, you're subconsciously thinking so many negative things in your life anyway. And so we need to realise that our minds are like a computer. We need to get those positives into us. They will change you. They will help you. Philippians 4:8 says, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these." So he's saying to think on those things that are positive. Clearly, there. Think on positive things. Think on things that are just. Think on things that are pure. Why does he say that? Because he knows that as Christians, we struggle. We're against the world. We're against it. We're up against it. And if you're going through hard times, they can destroy you. They can take away everything from you. And so Paul realizes the importance of getting positive thoughts into your head, getting ahead of it. Think on those positive things. Don't let yourself be overcome. Keep them coming in. See, we have to learn to walk through the valley. The valley's not going away. We have to learn to walk through it. If you're going to make it to the end, you're going to have to look after your minds, church. You're going to have to put positives into your mind. Okay, so, you know, scriptures like Philippians 4:13. You can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. Okay? I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And so we don't have to exactly just say that scripture to ourselves, but we can say, I can do it. I am able. I can get that goal that I'm achieving, that I'm trying to achieve. I can make it. I can, I can do it. I am able. Over and over, get it in that you can do it. You know, the scripture teaches that the Lord has given us a spirit of love. So say, I love. I love others. I love people. People love me. I'm a loving person. I care. You know, you'll truly learn to love when you can get God's love into your heart. When you want to care for people, somebody's sick, somebody's hurting, you want to feel for them. You want to hurt for them. And that's what God's love does. Tell yourself that you love. Get it into you over and over again. Spend time in it. You know, Romans 8:28, all things turn out for good for those who love God and accord to his purpose. So you missed out on something. Something bad's happened. Tell yourself that all things turn out for good. Everything will be okay. It'll be okay. As I stick with God, this is going to be okay. It'll work out. What's happened to me is horrible. It's terrible. But it will be okay as I keep with God. God will walk me through this. God will get me through this. And I will be fine. All things turn out for good. It will be good. It will be right. Don't think doom and gloom. It'll just make it harder to get up out of bed the next morning. Put positives into your head. Realize the importance of looking after your mind. It's just vitally important. Timothy 1:7, I have a spirit of peace. I'm always relaxed. I'm always relaxed. I'm always relaxed. I'm a relaxed person. That's what I am. I'm a relaxed person. I chill out. I'm just relaxed. It's fine. It's all good. Get it into you. See, that's still up here with me. I need to get that down here, into here. It's going to take time to do that, and I haven't been spending enough time to do it. But we need to get our thoughts, positive thinking, into our hearts, okay? And so negative thinking can lead to a bad self. Happened in our lives years ago when we were kids that were still affecting us now. We don't even see it. You have no idea what's affecting you in your life. Wouldn't even know it's there. Because things happen when you're a kid over and over again that got down deep. Got down deep, took root. And it's affected the whole rest of your life. And so, by trying to reverse that, it's going to take time. It's not going to happen overnight. You're going to have to get all those positive things from the Word, write them down, get them onto a bit of paper, whatever, and you're going to have to just get them into you. Speak them over and over again and change those things. And the interesting thing is that if it happened before, it'll happen again. So what I'm saying is that the things that are of the world that have given me negativity about who I am, it's going to happen again tomorrow because I'm still the same person. So I'm still going to have those same relationship problems that I might have had when I was years ago. Okay? And so if I go out into the world and I allow those things to continue to do to me what they've done to me all my life, then I'm not going to change. So the only thing that can change is the way that I sift through that stuff, the way I absorb that stuff. The middleman has to change. Okay, so the world's still going to treat me the way they've always treated me, but I have to take that on in a different way. I have to change the way I take it on, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And so by getting ahead of it, by realizing the importance of your brain and your mind, you're able to then take a more active role in what's going through to your heart. And it's something that you have to continue to remind yourself of. No, I'm not going to accept that. I can do it. I'm able to do it. I will get there next time. See, positive thinking isn't a power. It's not a force. Faith is a force. Amen. But positive thinking it won't get you the job. It won't necessarily get you that what you want, but it will help you to deal with the outcome of not getting it and continuing on to get it next time. To go forward, it'll give you that force, that ability to be able to do so. That's what positive thinking is. It looks after yourself. You nurse yourself through the hard times. You're there for yourself. Because nobody can help you in life like you can, other than God, obviously. But God is within you, see. God is within you. God is you. He's not you, but he's in who you are, right? Nobody can help you. Nobody can help you get to where you need to get in life better than you can. That is a fact. And I'll tell you that right now, that is so true. And so in conclusion, let's be positive to others as well. Let's speak positive things. By speaking positive things into others' lives, you will help them to think positively about who they are. By telling your kids that they can do it and they are able, they'll think, oh, I can do it. I am able. By telling them that they are smart, they'll think they're smart. Put positives into people's lives. Bless them. It's love. Don't lie to them. Don't tell them that they're a great tennis player if they're not. But but exactly. Always be positive with others. Put positive things in their lives. If somebody's upset and sad, give them something positive. And if you give them something that's not true, they'll know and they won't take it on. So be careful to be. You can always be positive with people. You can always give them something that's going to help them. You can get their mind thinking in a positive way. And so I just want to challenge your church to have goals. Set yourself a goal, a believable goal, an able goal, something you can achieve. Not something silly, but something you can achieve and you can get to, and be positive about it no matter what tries to stop you from getting there. Keep being positive, feed on it, and you'll get there, okay? So, Lord, Father, I just pray for your word, Lord God. Father, I pray that you'd help us to reach our potential as people, Lord God, that we wouldn't hold ourselves back anymore from where you want us to be, but we would walk in the way that you desire, Lord, we know, Lord, that you want for us to achieve our best. You want that. You don't want us to suffer, but you want us to learn to use you to make our lives better. Use your power, use your ability, use the things that you've given us, your tools, Lord, to make our lives better and to be successful. Successful in just having your love. Having your love, Lord, is success. Being people who are humble and loving people is success. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for joining us today. Central Life Church is an Australian independent church meeting at Unit B5, 4 Dalmerston Avenue, North Wyong, New South Wales. For further information, go to our website at www.centrallife.com.au. Email us at contactus@centrallife.com.au.